have to end the shiur a little early today. We have it up on the bus. We came to the shiur for about 20 years. So David Lemberg, he always used to sit by the door. So his wife took sick this summer when she was in Eretz Yisrael, and she just died last night. So they're having a funeral today. 3 o'clock, so I have to leave a little early. Yesterday we left off in the middle of the Tosfos Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos refers you to a klal, Ein Mizamnim Al HaPeres. The second line in the Tosfos, Ein Mizamnim Al HaPeres, and I decide to tell you that that's a quotation from Chulin Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph. It means when you bench mezuman, you only bench mezuman over bread, you don't bench mezuman over peres, even peres that you would say Al Hoetz Val Pri Hoetz. You say, Me'en Shalosh, the abridged form of the Birchas HaMazon, there's no mezuman. What is the mezuman all about? So the pshat mezuman is that bizman ha-gemara, the practice would be that when you had three or more people who ate the bread, shloshu shochlu kachas, and they ate together, that's the Lashon HaMishnah, the beginning of the next parak. If the three people ate together, so then the din is that this chayovim lezamen, they're obligated to bench mezuman. What does it mean bench mezuman? Instead of each one saying his own Birchas HaMazon, one says the Birchas HaMazon on behalf of the whole group. This special din of mezuman has to be understood. So there's a famous comment that's attributed to the Vilna Gaon that the first Mishnah in Brachas reads in the plural. When does everybody start to recite Kriya Shema? Here it says in plural Korin. Everybody says his own Kriya Shema. And in Megillah, the second parak begins, HaKoreh Es HaMegillah, Oymed V'Yoshev, the Bal Koreh. One person reads the Megillah for everybody. How come there it's in the singular, here it's in the plural? So they say in the name of the Vilna Gaon that Kriya Shema, we don't allow Shema Koreh. Each person has to say his own Kriya Shema. So that's why it's written, B'Loshen Rabim, in the plural. As opposed to Megillah, we do allow Shema Koreh, like by Kiddush and Abdullah. One person says Kiddush, and everybody's Yotzeh. One person says Abdullah, and everybody's Yotzeh. So that's why there's an institution of a Bal Koreh. The Bal Koreh reads the Megillah and everyone is Yotzeh based on Shema Koreh. The same we assume is true regarding Tkia Shofar. The Bal Tekeh blows the Shofar and everybody's Yotzeh based on Shema Koreh. So that's why there it appears in the singular. In the beginning of the second parak in Megillah it says, HaKoreh Es HaMegillah. I'm with Yoshua in the singular. So this Vart that's attributed to the Vilna Gaon, it's an interesting comment that here it's in the plural, here it's in the singular. But the Etzem Din itself says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi doesn't have the Diyuk on the Mishnah. Name is like Korinus Hashma, that it's in the plural as opposed to the singular. But the Din does appear in the Yerushalmi, that although we usually apply the rule of Shema Koreh to Kol HaTarkula, you have it by Kiddush and Abdullah, and by reading Parsha Zohar, one person reads the Bal Koreh, reads Parsha Zohar, and everybody's Yotzeh with Shema Koreh. Parsha Zohar is Deraisa. Kiddush is also Deraisa. Maybe you can say Kiddush is the Rabbanon because everybody already daven in Shul. Maybe the Kiddush Alayayin is only the Rabbanon, but Parsha Zohar is Deraisa. You have to learn Parsha Zohar Mitach HaKsav. There's a tshuva in the Mincha Saloza about that, that we allow Shema Koreh and by Dinam Deraisa. So maybe Kiddush and Abdullah is only the Rabbanon, but Parsha Zohar is Deraisa. Maybe you shouldn't allow Shema Koreh. He records that there were communities where the practice was that everybody would mumble along, mutter under their breath, the Parsha Zohar with the Bal Koreh, because they were concerned that the Din of Shema Koreh doesn't work on a level of Deraisa, it only works with Din of the Rabbanon. Tosfos points out in the third parak in Brachos, Tosfos points out that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, Shema Koreh was functioning. The Rabbanu Shlomo was proclaiming Anocha Hashem Elokecha, and it was since everybody was paying attention, the Klal Yisrael were listening, so it's considered as if Shema Koreh, and not that we have to say Anocha Hashem Elokecha, like by Kiddush and Avdala, we have to say Kiddush and Avdala. When you pay attention, it's considered as if we said Kiddush and Avdala. By Anocha Hashem Elokecha, it's not that the Rabbanu Shlomo was Moitzias, that we had to say Anocha Hashem Elokecha. What Shaykh? We can't say Anocha Hashem Elokecha. We are not God. But Tosfos says still, that's called Shema Koreh, as opposed to Hirur. There's the hearer person is thinking and learning, thinking the Vetar, then there's a level of Dibur, he's talking, learning. Then if he's paying attention to someone else's speaking, so that's called Shema Koreh, and that's a higher level than hearer, and a slightly lower level than Dibur. So you have to be Koveya, when do you say Shema Koreh has the status of the higher level, like Dibur, and when does it have the status of the lower level, like hearer? The Tosfos says that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, there was also Shema Koreh, to whatever it's considered to a certain extent as if everybody is more than hero. It's not that we were yotzei the aseres adibes. We don't have to say the aseres adibes. Still, Tosfos applies that klal of Shemei Akayinu by Maimon Hasina. So we assume, not like that Minchas Aluzah, we assume that Shemei Akayinu applies to Dinim Deraisa also. Applies to Kiddush and Avdolah. So the Yerushalmi says, but there are three exceptions to the rule, but Shemei Akayinu does not apply. One is Kriya Shema, that you cannot have, by the Sfardim, they have a practice that the Chazan says the whole Tefillah out loud, and everybody just listens Shemei Akayinu, except for Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, everybody says on their own. Why? Because that's what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. When it comes to Kriya Shema, you have to say for yourself. It's not proper. The Yerushalmi says it's not proper that I should be so lax, I should be so lazy, I should be so relaxed. When it comes to Kabbalah Smach Shemaim, I should rely on Shemei Akayinu. Kiddush and Abdullah and Parsha Zachar is one thing, but to rely on Shemei Akayinu for Kabbalah Smach Shemaim is improper. You should say on your own. Second exception to the rule is Tefillah. That we don't have one person, the Chazan can be mitzi, the Ein Aboki. Why did they institute Chazaras Hashatz initially? What motivated the Chachamim to institute the Chazaras Hashatz? Because there were people who were not Bikiyim. So they said, let the Chazan say the Shmoneh Esrei Atla, and he'll be Moitzeh Ditzibah. But the Baki is not Yoitzeh with the Chazaras Hashatz. The Baki has to say the Tefillah on his own. That says in the Bavli also. But the Yerushalmi has it all tied together, all the three exceptions to the rule, but we don't allow Shemei Akayinu. So by Tefillah, if you need a Shidduch, you need Parnasa, you need children, or someone is not healthy, or something, there's some kind of problem in the family, or there's a problem in the world, there's no peace in the world, and we want Mashiach as soon as possible, we have a lot of problems. So we pray to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he should take care of all of the problems. So these are problems, pressing problems, personal problems, individual problems, universal problems. So the Yerushalmi says, it doesn't make sense. If you are suffering from a problem, you have a problem, so you should ask the Ribbono Shel Olam in person. Ask for yourself. Don't ask someone else to be mitzvah you. I'll be yotze the davening with Shemei Akayinu. And then the third exception to the rule is when it comes to saying brachas in connection with eating food. Did you ask the other person to eat the food for you? No. I'm eating the food myself. He's eating his own food. I'd eat my own food. So since you're eating the food yourself, so Derech Eretz dictates you should say your own brachas before and after eating the food. You should not rely on Shemei Akayinu. So this is what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi, that there are three exceptions to the rule, but we don't allow Shemei Akayinu. So the Vilna Gaon he didn't invent the din, the Vilna Gaon just pointed out that the first exception to the rule, namely Kriya Shema, he could already tell from the second word in the Mesichta, Me'em is like Korin es Hashma. What does it say in the plural? So the Mishnah wrote here in the plural and there in the singular, by Megillah, to imply that here we don't permit Shemei Akayinu, and there we do, by Mikra Megillah, we do permit Shemei Akayinu. The Gemara has in the first daf in Shlosh Shachlu, the Gemara raises a question. The Mishnah says, three people ate together, chayovim lezameh. They're obligated to bench mezumen together. What if two people ate together? So it means that there's no zimen at all, or means they're not chayovim lezameh, but it's optional. So that's a machlokes, a memhei, omer aleph, on the first wide line on the Yomud. Itma, the last narrow line in the first wide line. Shnaim shachlu kachas. What's the din if two people ate together? Pligibo rabbi rabbi yechana. Chadam and rotsa lezamen mezamnim. The Mishnah says, shlosho chayovim lezamen. But if you have two, you're not chayovim, but it's a reshus, it's optional. If you want to bench mezumen, you may. And we paskin not so. And rotsa lezamen, chadam, and the other opinion was, rotsa lezamen, that we don't allow any zimun, and that's the Gemara's conclusion on Omid Beis. The Gemara says the Shnayim, where's the Gemara? Shnayim Shachlu is a mitzvah lecholik. They have to split up. Here it is. Tanya Amihochi, about 20 lines from the bottom. 23 lines from the bottom. I don't know. It says Tanya Amihochi and has an asterisk, and it says on the left hand margin, Chulan Dav Kuvov. So it says, Tanya Lam Helchid, there's a brisa that says like that. It says right before Amar Abayi, Naktinon. The line begins Amar Abayi. Naktinon, we have a tradition from earlier generations. Naktinon, Shnaim Shachlu Ka'achas Mitzvah Lechol. Tanya Lam Yochi, Shnaim Shachlu Ka'achas Mitzvah Lechol. Then it says, Bamedvar Mamun Kishishneim Sofrim. If they're both scholars, and they both know how to read Hebrew, and they both know how to recite Birchas HaMazon. What if one of them knows how to recite Birchas HaMazon? That's called a scholar. One of them knows how to recite Birchas HaMazon. And one is a boor, he doesn't know how to recite Birchas HaMazon. So then we allow Shema Kaina, Sofer Mavarach, Ubur Yoitzeh. Then we allow the Sofer to recite the Birchas Hamazon, and the Bur will be Yoitzeh. The same as what it said in the Gemara, the end of Rosh Hashanah, that the Chazan cannot be Moitzeh the Tzibur Yidechavasam with Tefillah. Each person should say on his own, we don't allow Shema Kaina by davening, unless the person is an Enabaki. If the person doesn't know how to daven on his own, then we don't permit Shema Kaina. Says the Hakasha, how can it be? But the Rishalmi says that there are three exceptions to the rule, that Bichas HaMazon is an exception to the rule, and davening is an exception to the rule, and Kriyashma is an exception to the rule. We don't allow Shema Kaina. So how come Bishas HaTchak you do allow? How come if one is a boor, so how come by davening the Chazan, the Shliach Tzivi can be Moitzi, the Enabaki? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bir HaGro on the bottom of the page in Aruch Chaim that this rule that Yerushalmi developed, that there are three exceptions to the rule is Shema Kaina, then there are three exceptions to the rule, namely by Kriyashma and by davening and by eating food, the bracha is the connection with eating food. So these exceptions to the rule, this whole thing is only midirabon. In our Torah you allow Shema Kaina even on these three cases, by the Kriyashma with the Tefillah, with the Birchas Hanen, with the Birchas Hamazon. It's only midirabon, we don't allow it. So then if you have a big Shas HaTchak, if you have a real din deraisa, how can you be mekel b'shas hatchak? If it's a din, it's a din. The answer is the din is only midirabbanan that you don't allow Shema Kaina. On the level of the deraisa, you do permit. So if you have a shas hatchak, the rabbanan allowed you to revert back to rely on the din deraisa. So if you have echad seifa and echad bur, they ate together, seifa mevarchu bur, yotze b'b'chas, you have no choice. You have a choice. You have a choice. The choice would be that the seifa should recite the whole benching, and the boor should say after him word for word, but it's going to take twice as long till he hears every phrase. So the Chachamim Mekel, he doesn't have so much time to, on his lunch break, he doesn't have so much time. So they were Mekel by the Tefillah also. If you want to, you can insist. Someone has to daven out loud, and the Ambaharetz, the Eino Baki, should say word for word after the one is saying out loud. So we're Mekel, then you don't have to do like that. We revert back to the din deraisa when you have a shas hatchak. Let's say sometimes a person has a sinus condition and the doctor says he's not allowed to talk, he's not allowed to whisper. If he whispers, he's going to make it worse. So what does he do with Kriya Shema? So all the brachas, brichas ha-shacha, you can say Shema Kaina, listen to the chazan. What's going to be with Kriya Shema? So the answer is the same as the soif and the mabur. Kriya Shema, the whole din that you don't allow Shema Kaina is only with the rabbanon. All the three exceptions to the rule that Yerushalmi tied together, the whole thing is only with the Rabbanon. And if you have a big Shas HaTchak, a Chayla is not allowed to talk, you have no choice. So rather than just moving his lips and not pronouncing anything, that's not only Lo Hishmil Yoznab, that's his. The Gemara has a Shaila, if a person recites Kriya Shema, but Lo Hishmil Yoznab is a Yotze or not Yotze. Machlek is Hatanaim, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi, and most of the Rishonim Paskin, that's the way, the simple reading of the Gemara. Most of Rishonim have the gears of the way we have that. Lo Yishmir Li Oznam is Yotze. But that's only if he said the words, he pronounced the words, he wasn't Mashmiya. But if he just moves his lips, and he doesn't say anything. Even if he's standing next to him, he can't hear. That's less than Lo Yishmir Li Oznam. That's hearer. That's not this. What kind of suggestion is that? Let him move his lips the way he would have if he would have pronounced it. But Imam's not pronouncing anything. That's less than Lo Yishmir Li Oznam. So that L'chari not Yotze. But Shemei Kaina, on the level of the Raisi, he says Shema Kaina, even by Dinam the Raisi, even by Parsha Zohar. As is. I don't know, did they really take a Shavuah? Hagriz Ma'arevel, they said Amen to everything. So Amen is a Kabbalah Sashvua. And Har Sinai, does it say that they said Amen? I don't know. I don't know if it's meant to be taken literally. That Mujbo Mi'ar Har Sinai means that it's a Shvua. I don't think it necessarily means that there was a Shvua. I don't think so. Shvu ledvar mitzvah. It's called the Shvu ledvar mitzvah, but I don't think it's called the. The Gemara has the lash in Mujba Me Hasina, but I don't think it means Ein Shvu Chal Al Shvu. I don't think it's the same as that.
That's a Shvu,
yeah.
Does that go through all Shemei Kaina? Is that a special one?
No, he says Amen. He says Amen is Bo Kabbalah Shvu.
Okay.
Sometimes there's a mushman piachem even if he doesn't say amen. Sometimes you have a right, mishnayis and shvuas, sometimes you have a right to force a shvua on a person. That, I don't know if that's based on shemei kaina. I have a right to force a shvua on you. It's a different din. That's not shemei. I don't think.
You can't be icy even if you say amen. Since amen doesn't make it better.
Yeah. Yeah, the Pashto Shemek kind of does work on their eyes, right? That's what the Bi'ur HaGro, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bi'ur HaGro. That Minatar Shemek kind of works on Dinam their eyes also. And that's why it works on Pashto Zohar also. Most communities don't have such a practice. That everybody mumbles along Pashto Zohar with the Balkari. Because there's a chashash that Shemek kind of doesn't apply to Dinam their eyes. Difficult. The Pashto says it does apply. And these three exceptions to the rule are only Achumra Midirabbanon. And if it's a big Shas HaTchak, so the Shas HaTchak we make up.
Rashi says the Bar Siyus of the Bnei Yisrael said, Ahein, Ahein, Ba, La, La. Was that the Kabbalah Shvur?
Maybe that was the Kabbalah Shvur. Could be. Vayidabel Kimas Kol Advarim Ha'ela Leymar, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Rashi quotes the Mechilta. Leymar means that they answered. Leymar, Ahein, Ahein, Ba, La, La. And one Tana says, Ahein, Ahein, Ba, La, Ahein. Yeah, but the Tanoim, Rabbi Kiri, Rabbi Shmon, they both said that they answered. In the Chumash it doesn't say, but that's what the Mechilta says based on the word Leimah. So maybe that was the Shvu. Could be. I don't know. Maybe it was literally a Shvu. I don't know. So the question is, what do you mean? You don't say Shemei Kohenim by Brichas Hanenin. We do it all the time. One person says Hamoitzi and everybody else is Yoitzi. With Shemei Kohenim, they say Amen. It's also Shemei Kohenim. They say Amen. So how can we say that you don't allow Shemei Kohenim? So the Mishnah says, where's the Mishnah? Mishnah says if a group of people are sitting together, here the Mishnah is on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the last two lines on the Daf. Hoyu Yoshvim Le'echol, that's the Girsa on the side. Hoyu Yoshvim, they're getting ready to eat the meal. Oh, it's a wedding. So everybody's getting ready to eat. It says, Kol echad mevarach liatzmo. Each one has to say his own brocha on the food before they start eating. You don't allow one person to say brocha. Only if hesebu, if they all are reclining on their hesebu beds, and they're all sitting around in the proper position, in the days of Tanoim, there was such a practice, that people ate the hesebu all year long when they had time. When they're all in a eating in a relaxed position, then we allow echad mevarach l'kulam. Only if they're eating in a position of a seba. Because manazeb, we only have a seba on Pesach night, and we choke from that also. It's very uncomfortable. We're not used to it. So all year long, we never have a seba. So you can never have one person say hamoitzi to be moitzi everybody else. Today, everybody's hoyu yoshvim kolech v'yechem mevarach liatzmo. We don't have a seba. So Tosis writes over there, and then based on Aleph on the bottom Tosis v'onu. The bottom Tosis begins with the words v'onu ein lanu haseba ela b'paspul v'ad pasmahan afila b'leya haseba. The davka they did too in the days of the Tanaim shayu achlam b'haseba. That was a common practice that they would eat bread. They would relax and recline when they ate a meal. Or yitzichem haseba for one person to be moitzi the others with hamoitzi. But today that it's not common to do haseba eli shiva shalano havi kviyus lano. So let's say in some families on Friday night, the father of the household says Amoitzi, and half of the people are still in the kitchen. They didn't even come. They didn't, or they're standing and they didn't sit down. So Taisa said that's no good. Even if everybody's standing at attention around the table, it's no good. You can only be Amoitzi the others with Hamoitzi, if it's Haseba, or the equivalent of Haseba. Haseba means Yeshiva. How come in Kiddush, many people have the practice that they stand by Kiddush. So how can I be Moitzi them with Bor Pir HaGofen, unless they're not going to drink the wine? But there's a common practice that many people do drink the wine. So if everybody wants to drink the wine, you should have to have Dafke Yeshiva. Yeshiva the Danke, Haseba the two. Half the people in the world recite Kiddush in a standing position, and there is no yeshiva. So the answer is that's not a taina, because the Gemara says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, that the rule is with respect to Kiddush that Yotza Maitzi. Even if I was Yotza the Kiddush already, I can say Kiddush a second time on behalf of somebody else if he doesn't know how to recite Kiddush. Even though the Mishnah formulates the rule there, the last Mishnah in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah formulates a rule: Yishenim b'chui b'dover in emotzi asacherim dechayvosim. If the best baltekeya is a nochri, or the best baltekeya is a katan before bar mitzvah or an isha, so the katan, nochri, and the isha are not b'chui in tkiyah shayf. So they cannot yishenim b'chui b'dover in emotzi asarabim dechayvosim. They cannot blow shayf to be motzi someone else. Can only be mitzvah to the others if you're mechuyev b'dover. So the shayla is, what if I was mechuyev, I blew shofar and shul? I'm mechuyev, I'm the baal tekeya. And I come home on Rosh Hashanah, and after I finish eating, I go to the hospital, to the old age home, and I blow shofar on behalf of those who were unable to show up in shul. So how can I be mitzvah to them? I'm no longer mechuyev b'dover. I was mechuyev b'dover in the morning, but after I blew shofar, after I heard shofar, I'm no longer mechuyev b'dover. So the Gemara says, that's okay. Even if yotza, even if this person was yotzi already, he can blow shofar a second time to mimotzi asarabim midechavosim. Why? That's the rule that yotzamaitz, that we do allow yotzamaitz. So the Gemara says, you only allow yotzamaitz on a bichas hamitzvah, because the other fellow is mechuyev, and as Rashi explains, and all the Rishonim say the same as Rashi, kol yisrael arevim ze bezeh. As long as there's one Jew left in New Zealand who didn't hear tkiyah shofar yet, so it's considered as if I was not fully yotzi my mitzvah. I heard tkiyah shofar, I was yotzi 90%, but I wasn't fully yotzei. I'm still obligated to blow shofar if it'll help someone else. If there's still a Jew in the world who didn't hear tkiyah shofar, and by my blowing and listening to the tkiyah, so it'll help him, how can it help him? What is it going to help? I'm in New York, he's in New Zealand. No, if he's here in New York also, so by my blowing shofar and listening a second time, and he'll listen along, so then he will be yotzei with Shemei HaKoina. Then we say, I'm still mechuyev to blow shofar and to hear it. Let's say, I ready, let's say the baal tekeya blew in the morning. And then he's going to go to the old age home to blow for the elderly people or the sick people, sick patients in the hospital. So he already heard tkiyah shofar. He doesn't need it again. What if he puts earplugs in his ears the second time? He doesn't want to hear the tkiyah, if that's possible. If it's possible, the second time he's not going to hear the tkiyah at all. It's hard to imagine that he can't hear. Let's say the second time he absolutely doesn't hear the tkiyah at all. The only one who hears the tkiyah are the listeners who need it. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva where he shows from the Gemara that that's no good, that doesn't help. There's a big Talmud Chacham just passed away in Eretz last week, Rabbi Lezer Plachinsky, 2 weeks ago. So he rediscovered America. He had this chiddush, and he showed from the Gemara, and he showed it to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish was maskim, and then he printed it in the sefer, and after he printed it in the sefer, then he found the Avnei Nezer, the whole raya from the Gemara in the second parak in Masechus Brochus, that when you blow shofar the second time around, I remember he once visited in Washington Heights, many years ago, 35 years ago, visited Washington Heights, and they're mechabin him to give a shir. So he said the shir. So by Shalosh Shiras, I was sitting next to him, so I mentioned that the Avnei Nezer has the whole shtikal Torah. So he said he found out later. He said he was so excited when he was young, and he had this chiddush, and he told it over to the Chazon Ish, and he printed it. And then somebody showed him that the whole thing says in the Avnei Nezer. So the din is, when I blow shofar the second time for the other one, it's not that I'm blowing only for him. I'm still mechuyev to blow shofar if my tkiyah shofar is going to help for someone else to be yotze the mitzvah. It's not that I'm just blowing shofar on behalf of the other person. I'm blowing shofar for myself, and the other person is yotze along with me using the principle of Shemei HaKoyim. So the Gemara there raises a question. But yotze mitzvah only applies to birchas hamitzvah. It applies to blowing shofar. It applies to reading Parsha Zohar, let's say. It applies to reciting Parshas Bikurim. The Mishnah records that B'tchila, originally the practice would be that all the farmers would line up in the Beis HaMikdash, whoever knew how to recite, and then they had Parshas Mikri Bikurim on the hanging on the walls in Rosh Yitevis, because you're not allowed to write less than a Sefer Sholem. So Rami Ovid Ovid, Vayer Mitzrayim, appears in Chumash Dvarim, so they're not going to have a whole Chumash Dvarim hanging on the walls. So they just had Rosh Yitevis. Aleph, 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 Arami, Avid Avi, Vayered Mitzrayim, Avod Men, and the rest was all Rosh Yitevis. So hardly anybody knew how to be Mefaneach the Rosh Yitevis. So those farmers who were geniuses, who can figure it out, so who memorized it in advance, so they would recite Arami, Avid Avi on their own. And those that didn't know how to say, how to figure out the Rosh Yitevis, they couldn't memorize on their own, so they had to have somebody recite it for them. So they were Yotze with Shemei HaKoyin. What do you mean Shemei HaKoyin? So they always got another farmer to say for them. It sounds like they didn't get another farmer. Sounds like one of the rabbis in the Beis Hamikdash. That was his job. To say, like the rabbi says under the chuppah, to say Hariat Mekudeshesli. The chassan says Hariat Mekudeshesli. So here, not that they said say Arami Avid Avi, and the farmer said Arami Avid Avi, that somebody rattled off Arami Avid Avi on behalf of the farm. So that was also based on Yotza Moitzi. We say Shemer Koine by Arami Avid Avi, and we say Yotza Moitzi by Arami Avid Avi. So someone would recite the whole Arami Avid Avi on behalf of those farmers that didn't know how to say on their own. Then the Mishnah records that the Nimnu Milahavi, that those who were embarrassed, stopped bringing Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash. They have to do a mitzvah and become embarrassed. So they didn't want to bring. So they made a takana that they don't allow anyone to recite their own Arami Avid Avi. So they would be makrin es hakol. Ischila makrin es hakol. They had someone recite Arami Avid Avi for everybody. So that was also based on Shemer Kaina with Yotza Maitzi. So the problem is, the Gemara says, Yotza Maitzi only applies to Arami Avid Avi, it applies to Tkiya Shofar, it applies to Kiddush, and Abdullah, I can say Kiddush for someone else, even though I already was Yotza Kiddush, I can say a second time for someone else, but in Bichas Hanenin it doesn't apply. How can I say Bar Piragofen on behalf of someone else if I'm not drinking the wine? So the Gemara says, by Bichas Hanenin it doesn't apply. But there's an exception to the rule, the Bichas Hanenin of Kiddush, it does apply. If I already said Kiddush, I already finished benching on Friday night, and someone comes in from the street and he didn't hear Kiddush yet, doesn't know how to say Kiddush, so not only can I recite the Kiddush for him, I can even recite the Bar Piagofen also for him. Why? Because the Bar Piagofen is part of the Kiddush, and since you say Yotza Moitzi on the Kiddush, so even say Yotza Moitzi on the Bar Piagofen. So normally, when one person is Moitzi everybody else with the Bracha, so you need Hesebu. Echad Mevarach Lukulam. Why does it help Hesebu? It means the whole group is eating together. Yoshvu, there's no Tzira Fachabura. Because Yoshua Bizman HaTanoim is not the maximum that you can do to have Tzira. And Hesebu is the maximum. That was the common practice. If Hesebu, then you have a Tzira, so then Echad Mevarach Lukulam. And Bizman HaZeh, Yeshiva Didan is the maximum you can have. So Yeshiva Bayas, everybody's Tzavi Vashulchan, so that's considered the maximum Tzira you can have. So what are you going to say over here by Kiddush? If I'm going to sit, I'll be able to be moitzi the other person, not only with the Kiddush, with the Bar Piagofen as well. But I'm not drinking any wine. I already said Kiddush, I already ate, I already benched, I already finished my whole meal. I'm saying Kiddush a second time only on behalf of someone else, not on behalf of myself. And the Gemara says that that's legitimate. Not only do you say Shemer Kohen on Kiddush, you say Yotza Moitzi. Not only do you say Yotza Moitzi on the Kiddush part of the Kiddush, you say it on the Bar Piagofen part of the Kiddush also. But I'm not drinking wine with him. So you can't say that it's Hasebu Echem Avarach Lekulam. It's considered a tziruf. They're all drinking wine together. I'm not drinking wine. I'm saying the Kiddush only for him. I'm employing the principle of Yotza Moitzi. So then, that's a double pashut. You don't need Hasebu, you don't need Bizman HaZeh, you wouldn't need Yoshvu. So people have the minig that they say Kiddush in a standing position, different minhagim. But you say Kiddush standing or sitting. So those who have the practice to say Kiddush standing, there's no kasha. How can one be moitzi the others with the Bar Piagofen? Either din is yet you need Bizman HaTanaim, you need it as Sebu, and Bizman HaZeh, Yeshiva Didan is Kesebu to do it. That's the maximum tziruf we can have. But we don't even have Yeshiva. Everybody's standing around. How is one person moitzi the others with the Bar Piagofen? The answer is Bar Piagofen of wine is a different Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush is an exception to the rule. You don't need Hesebu for the Kiddush per se. The only shahada was you should need Hesebu for the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush. No, but the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush, you say Yotza Moitzi. So Hesebu is only to make it that it's considered as if everybody constitutes one big chabura. It's all one group eating together, drinking together. So the whole group is Mitzvah of Yachatz, and one can say the bracha for all. But over here, I don't have to be drinking the wine at all. The second time I say Kiddush on behalf of the other person, I can still say Bar Piagofen him. You say even Yotza Moitzi. So then you don't need yeshiva. Taisus in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes the Taisus that by Havdalah, by Havdalah we would require that everybody should be sitting in order to be Yotze. So why does everybody have to be sitting in order to be Yotze? By Kiddush we don't sit in order to be Yotze. So why all of a sudden is Havdalah different? So that's what the Chazon Ish asks. He says, that's not understand what Taisus is talking about. Why should Havdalah be different from Kiddush? So apparently Taisus thinks that Bar Piagof and Havdalah is not the same as Bar Piagof and Havkiddush. Take for example, the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Havdalah quotes a tshuva that's attributed to Rashi. There's a Sefer of Pardes written by Talmud of Rashi, and he quotes a lot of psokim from Rashi. So the Magen Avraham didn't have a Pardes, but he had the abridged form of the Pardes that's called Likutei Pardes. And every so often he'll quote something and he'll write in parentheses Lamed Pei, that's Likutei Pardes. So the Magen Avraham quotes this. Amaisu Shehoyo, in the days of Rashi, that someone was reciting Havdalah, and he said Bar Piagof, and he said Bar Mim, some said Bar Miyayoesh, and then someone showed up in between. Someone missed the first one or two or three brachas, and he was there before the one who was reciting Havdalah said the concluding bracha, Hamavdim Mekodesh L'chor Ben Or L'choshech, etc. So they asked Rashi the Shaila, is the Yotzei Anatz? And Rashi says, yes, the Bar Piagofen is only for the one who is going to drink the wine. Bar Piagofen is not an integral part of the Havdalah. So that's what the Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchas Havdalah, a tshuva attributed to Rashi. What about by Kiddush? Would you say the same thing? That if somebody came in the middle of Kiddush, someone saying Kiddush at Bar Piagofen, and then before he says, Shekedishanim Mitzayis Avirat Zavan, or someone else shows up, and he listens to the bracha of Kiddush, but he missed the bracha Bar Piagof. So they don't quote any tshuva of Rashi. Magen Avraham only quotes the Pardes, only says, by Havdalah. So Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that by Kiddush it wouldn't be the same as Havdalah. The Bar Piagof and by Kiddush is an intrinsic part of the Kiddush. Bar Piagof and of the Havdalah, Rashi thinks, is only on behalf of the one who wants to drink the wine. It's not really part of the Havdalah. It's considered a bracha lakos. Yotze the bracha lakos, even if you're not drinking the wine, you have 100 people, one person says Havdalah, and everybody's yotze. So yotze the bracha lakos, even if you don't drink the wine, even if you didn't hear the Bar Piagof. By the Kiddush, the Bar Piagof is considered an integral part of the Kiddush. Why should there be a difference between the two? So that's what he elaborated upon that. So that's apparently what the Balei HaTosis think. Chazanish asked that the Tosis doesn't make any sense. How can Tosis say that by Havdalah the other people are on the Yotze if they were all in a sitting position? What does it accomplish if you're in a sitting position? If the Gemara says, I don't even have to be drinking the wine. Sitting position means like Hesebu, means that we're all drinking together. I don't even have to drink the wine. If you say Yotze Moitzi, I don't even have to drink the wine at all. I say Bar Piagofen for the other ones. Apparently, Tosis thinks that that Gemara, in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara says, not only do you say Yotze Moitzi on the Kiddush, you even say it on the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush. That's only Bar Piagofen of Kiddush. Bar Piagofen of Dola, you wouldn't say like that. Like Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of Rav Chaim, that the Bar Piagofen of Havdalah is not an integral part of the Havdalah. That's the regular Birchas Hanenin. Bar Piagofen of Kiddush is not only a Birchas Hanenin, it's considered an actual part of the Kiddush. The Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, you would say, I could be Moitze the others. You would say, Yotza Moitze, I could be Moitze the others, even if I'm not drinking wine at all. So then you don't need Haseba. What do you need Haseba for? Haseba only accomplishes if we're all eating together, so the whole group offers one Bar Piagofen. But if I'm not even drinking wine at all, then I can still say Bar Piagofen for the others. So you don't need a seder. So that explains why many have the practice. Everybody stands by Kiddush and they're all Yotze. By Havdalah, if you're not going to sit, so Tosfos splits between Kiddush and Havdalah. Tosfos says by Havdalah, you can only be Yotze the other if they want to drink wine. Tosfos does mean Havdalah. In the days of the Balei HaTosis, the practice was by Havdalah, the same as we have by Kiddush, that everybody takes a sip of the Havdalah cup. So how can they drink the wine? They have to have Bar Piagofen. How can you say Bar Piagofen to be Motzi other people? You have to have Haseba. We don't have Haseba. You have to have Yeshiva. Yeshiva the Danke, Haseba the Do. But we have Bizman Hazeh. Most places we don't have the practice that we give the wine to everybody else. So just to be Yotze, but to have Havdalah. So for that itself, you don't need Yeshiva. So to be Yotze Havdalah, you don't need Yeshiva. Yeshiva is only a word. Yeshiva is a substitute for Haseba. That's when it comes to eating. By Kiddush and Havdalah, you say Shemeh Kaina, you don't have to have Hasebu. This din of Hasebu, this is only Avort and Birchas Hanenin. That the exception, the Yerushalmi said that there are three exceptions to the rule. We don't allow Shemeh Kaina. So one of the exceptions was when it comes to eating food, each person has to say his own bracha. So there's an exception to the rule. One exception is Bencha Mezumin. If you have Shloshu Shoch L'Kacha, Shnaim Shoch L'Kacha is Mitzvah L'Cholik. We wouldn't allow Shemeh Kaina. Unless you have a situation of a sofer and a boor, okay, a shas hadchak, then you revert back to the din deraisa, sofer mevarach, But if it's not a situation of Sefer and Bur, then we say mitzvah lechalik. Each one has to bench on his own. We don't permit Shemei HaKoinim. If you have three people benching together, then there's a mitzvah to have mezumin. So Bizmar HaGemara, till the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have every person. When you bench mezumin, you don't have each person bench on his own. The mezumin means that the whole group offers one Birchas HaMazon. Only one person says the Birchas HaMazon on behalf of the whole group. So, and it's not based on Shemei HaKoinim. It's not based on Shemei HaKoinim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Birchas Avraham. Birchas Avraham is a Sefer written by a Rav from a Talmud Chacham from Germany before the days of the Shach. Shach lived through the Chmelnytsky riots in the 1660s. So Shach lived in Vilna. So the Shach in Yeridei quotes from this Birchas Avraham. So Yekesh Rav before the days of the Shach. So the Birchas Avraham writes that there is a Mishnah Megillah where the Mishnah says, if the Megillah is written in Hebrew, like all of our Megillahs, we don't read a Megillah in translation. Even though so many people don't understand Hebrew, so maybe it would be a good idea to write the Megillah in translation. The Mishnah says you can be Yotze Mikra Megillah, even if the Megillah is written Balas. And maybe it should be a good idea to write the Megillah in translation so more people will understand the story of Purim. So the Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuva Saran that he made famous, that it's an ancient tradition that we read the Megillah in the original tongue, even though so many people don't understand it, and we stick to our traditions, even though there's what to be mefakpek. The Mishnah says, Yoytze, Haloes, Shoshama Ashuris Yotze, Lois mean one who doesn't understand Hebrew. So it says, Haloes, one who doesn't understand Hebrew, Shoshama Ashuris, he hears the Megillah, read in Hebrew, Yoytze, so the Mishnah, maybe it's only bit of Yevid, maybe Lachatchila would be more correct to write the Megillah in translation and to read it in translation. So the Ram says we don't do that, and he gives a few reasons. We're not sure what some of the words are. The Gemara says we're not sure what the words mean, so we won't be able to translate it. So then you go write half a Megillah in translation. Half the Megillah is going to be in Farsi. So the Ram raises the possibility that a Megillah written in two languages maybe is not acceptable. And he says, anyway, even if it would be acceptable, we follow our minhagim, even though there's what to question about the minhagim, we assume there must be a good reason. That's what they have on certain businesses. They write, this bank has been in existence since 1841, and so on. So that's a hashivas. The bank has been running their business the same way for the last 150 years. So we assume, ishtalaf tachazake, they succeeded so far, so Mistam is a good bank. If you have a new thing, you don't know. So you're going to invent a new practice, going to translate the Megillah into English and read the Megillah. We don't know what's going to come out. We don't know whether it's going to be good or bad. We've been reading the Megillah in the original Hebrew for so many centuries, and it works. So we leave it like that. That's the run. We leave all the minhag. So the Gemara in Megillah raises a question. Haloes Shoshama Ashuris Yotza, the Balkari is reading the Megillah in the original Hebrew. And the listener is Aloes, he doesn't understand Hebrew. So the Gemara, the Bavli asked the question, but he doesn't know what they're reading about. How is a Yotze? So the Gemara says, that's the din. It's Pirsuminis, even though he doesn't know what the words mean, it's a good enough Pirsuminis. So there's a Machlekes, Rashi and Taisus, how to understand that Gemara. So Rashi understands the Gemara. That's what the Gemara raised the question, can you say Shemei HaKoinim even if the person doesn't understand? Here's the Taisus in Brachas, Mem Hei Amid Beis. Second Taisus, Shani Hossam. So at the end of the Taisus, they quote the Gemara with the Rashi and they disagree with Rashi. So they quote the Gemara, Loi Shasham HaShivis Yotze, Pesumi Nisa B'Yalma Shani. The Gemara says, it's okay. So Rashi says that you say Shemei HaKoinim even though you don't understand what the person is saying. If you're deaf and you can't even hear, so there's no Shemei HaKoinim. Let's say someone's reading the Megillah and I have earplugs in, or I'm sitting very far away and I'm hard of hearing and I can't hear a word, but I know what he's doing, he's reading the Megillah. Or the Chazan is saying the Birchas HaShachar in the morning, and I know, I see him moving his lips, I can read his lips, I know he's saying the first bracha, second bracha, third bracha, I can't hear a word though. So you don't say Shemei HaKoinim. Shemei HaKoinim is only if you hear. So Rashi Shita is, that's all you need is Shemei. As long as you hear from the other person, even though you don't understand what he's saying, that's considered Shemei. And Taisus disagrees with Rashi. And Taisus says Shemei HaKoinim is only if he's Shemei. Shemei means number one, that he hears. Number two, Shehu Shemei, Shehu Mevin, that he understands. If he doesn't understand what the other person said, then you're not Yotze. That's Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that true, you can be Yotze Kriya Shema in translation. There's a Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Kriya Shema Nemeris B'chol Loshon, the Kriya Shema is only B'loshon HaKodesh. beginning of the second parak in Brachos. So you pass on the Kriya Shema is b'chol lashon, but it's only good b'chol lashon if it's an accurate translation. If it's not an accurate translation, then it's no good. So people usually say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Rav Soloveitchik said, it's wrong already the first word, here. Shema Yisrael, the Gemara has a machlok to Satanim. What does Shema mean? The Shema mean here, Hashma liyoznecha, and if you're not mashmiya liyoznecha, you're not yoytze. Oh, no, we don't pass like that. Shema means, v'chalosh and shatu shameya. So Shema does mean here, O Israel. It means, understand. Pay attention or understand. It doesn't mean here. The simple translation of the words, according to the Gemara, machlok to Satanim. But the Shema means, Hashma liyoznecha, here, O Israel. Or means understand. So that's what in Shulchan Aruch the accepted opinion is like Tosfos, that you only say Shema Kaine if you have both conditions met. Number one, you hear, and number two, you understand. If a person says Kiddush and the listener doesn't understand the words of the Kiddush, then you don't apply Shema Kaine. I say, how is it worked by Mikra Megillah? Haloi Shasham Ashuras Yotza. So the Gemara says, Mikra Megillah is an exception to the rule. Pesumi Nisa Bial Mashaini. That's a separate din. But basically, in Kala Tarakula, it wouldn't be acceptable. You only apply Shema Kaine if the person hears and understands what the other one is saying. If he hears and hears every word, but he doesn't understand what the words mean, even though he knows the general idea, so that's not called Shema Kaine. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Birchas Avraham, when you're benching Mizumin, and the one who's benching Mizumin is saying in Hebrew, and the listeners do not understand Hebrew, they know the general idea. We're thanking the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us food. But they don't know what every word means. So then the Birchas Avraham says, if it would have been two people benching together, a Sefer and a Bur, and a Sefer Mavarach Bur, Yotze B'Brachosai, based on Shema'a Ka'ayna, we would be reverting back to the Din Daraisa, that Mikra, Din Mikra, Alochi, allow Shema'a Ka'ayna even by benching. Then we would say that, well, the fellow who's listening, who doesn't understand Hebrew, cannot be Yotze. But Shema'a Ka'ayna, he should understand the language. But if you're benching Mezuman, the Birchas Avraham assumes that it's not based on Shema Kaina. It's not based on Shema Kaina. The Yisayid Adin is that the whole group only offers one Birchas HaMazon. So then, Afal Pishena Maven. Even though the listeners, you have a Mizulman of three, and the two listeners don't understand Hebrew, the Din is that the Yotze with the benching anyway. It's not based on Shema Kaina. So this special Din, the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik pointed this out. This is a briska diuk. Not everybody holds from the deal. Rav Leib Malan Sefer, he points out this diak as well. You look on the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam writes towards the end of the Perek, whenever you hear somebody else say a bracha, you got to say Amen. And certainly more so if you want to be Yotzi with the bracha. Someone saying Kiddush, you should say Amen. But the din is that even if you didn't say Amen, you're still Yotzi with the Kiddush and Avdola. That's what we call Shomea Ki'oina. If you would have said Amen after the bracha, it would have been considered as if you had said the bracha. That's the Gemara Shavuos. So the Gemara Shavuos says, agav that, the Gemara says also, but the Gemara in Sukkah raises the question, Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, what's the din? If someone says Kiddush or Abdullah and the other one does not say Amen, is it Yotzi or not? So Gemara says that the maskana is yes. Shomeya ki'oine. Even if you paid attention, you didn't answer Amen. It's the equivalent of having answered Amen, and you're Yotzi even if you didn't say Amen. So the Rambam writes these dinim in Perek Aleph and Uchas Brachas, and it covers all the cases. Whenever you hear somebody say Bracha, you should always say Amen, even if you're not being Yotzi with his Bracha. And certainly more so if you want to be Yotzi with the Bracha. And then the Rambam adds on from the Gemara in Sukkah that even if you didn't say Amen, if you were just Shomeya, so Shomeya is considered Ka'oina, and you Yotze even without answering Amen. But then there are two places, there's really a third place, but it's not relevant now. There are two places where the Rambam writes again, you have to say Amen. One case is by benching Mezuman, and one case is by Chazaras Hashatz. The Rambam says, the Chazan says the Chazaras Hashatz, and everybody in Shul says Amen. And he says, when you bench Mezumin, the Mezamin says the Birchas HaMazon, and everybody else pays attention, and they all say Amen. Why did the Rambam repeat over there that they all say Amen? He already wrote in the first parak in Hilchas Brachas, that whenever you hear somebody say a bracha, certainly more so if you want to be Yotzi with the bracha, you'd always say Amen. Even if you didn't say Amen, you're Yotzi anyway. So why does he repeat again over here? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it might imply, the Rambam perhaps implies that it, by benching mizumin and by chazaras hashatz, the amen is leikuva. This is different from every other amen. Every other bracha amen is governed with the rule that the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph and Nichlas brachas. Chatchilit should say amen, and even b'dieved, if you didn't say amen, you yotze with the rule of shameya ke'oine. If you paid attention, it's considered as if you said amen. If you would have been aina amen, would have been kilo hoitzi bracha mipiv dami, so you yotze even though you didn't say amen. But here, by these two cases, it's an exception to the rule. Why should it be an exception to the rule? That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe anios amen is likuvi here because it's a different kind of a bracha. You're not relying on shameya ke'oine. Let's say everybody daven, we have 10 people, we all daven mincha. Then the chazan says chazaras hashatz. So chazaras hashatz is based on shameya ke'oine. So it's considered as if everybody said the Shemoneh Esrei a second time. We wouldn't want everybody to say the Shemoneh Esrei a second time. We all said the Shemoneh Esrei the first time. It'll be a bracha levatol if you say everyone's going to say the Shemoneh Esrei the second time. So why does the chazan say the bracha the second time? Let it be a bracha levatol. The chazan saying it should be a bracha levatol. The answer is, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce Chazaras Hashatz, because there were people who were Ein of the Kiyim, they didn't know how to daven, so you want the Chazan to be Moitzi, the Ein of Baki. You revert back to the Din the Raisa B'Shas HaPrak, that you say Shemea Koine by Tefillah, by davening as well. But after the Chachamim were motivated by that, to make a Takona, that you have an institution of Chazaras Hashatz, it's not only needed in a situation where you have an Ein Baki. Even if everybody in the shul is a Baki, you still need Chazaras Hashatz. So what's the Chazaras Hashatz all about? That's what Rav Soloveitchik quoted the Shul Tegibarim in the end of the third Perek. Shul Tegibarim, the end of the fourth Perek in Rosh Hashanah, writes that it's Moshal Amal Davadaymeh, like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash offered the Karbonis Tzibor. They offer the Tamidim and Musafim, and everybody's Yotze. All of Kol Yisrael are Yotze, even if they live in China. All the Jews, all the world are Yotze, even if they don't show up in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara writes such an expression here also, in the end of the fourth Perek in Rosh Hashanah, the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, when the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, even the Am Shebasados are Yotze, even the people who didn't come to Shul at all, people who live so far away that they can't attend Shul, they're also Yotze, the Chazaras Hashatz. So what kind of a din is that? That's what he said, just like the Karbonas HaTzibur are often, there's a Karbon Yochid and there's a Karbon Tzibur. The Karbonas HaTzibur are often on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael on Alaska, New Zealand, wherever they live. So the Tfilas HaTzibur, in addition to Tfilah, every Yochid has to daven Tfilas HaYochid. And then the Gemara encourages us, we should always try to daven Tfilah B'Tzibur. We should have 10 people davening together. You stand a better chance of having your prayers answered if you daven tefillah belachash b'tzibur. And even if you can't be b'tzibur, you should try to daven the same time that the tzibur is davening. It means the tzibur in this city. Not the, I want to daven now, so I know there's a minion somewhere in the world at this time. That doesn't help. It means I know there's a minion in my city that's davening at this time. So if it's in my city, I have a shaychus to them. So the Gemara says, better is, the best is to daven tefillah b'tzibur. You have 10 people all together. And even if the 10 people are davening there, and I'm home, I'm not well enough to go to shul, I should daven, it's a lower level of tefillah b'tzibur, I should daven the same time that the tzibur is davening. Then the Gemara says there's another concept of tefillah satzibur, that the tzibur offers one tefillah on behalf of the whole tzibur. And that tefillah, that's the Chazaras Hashatz. The Chazaras Hashatz is good even for the people who don't show up in shul. It's not based on Shemei HaKoinah. Am Shabbasadais, they don't even show up in shul. So how are they Yotze? So even the people who do show up in shul, it's also not based on Shemei HaKoinah. Shemei HaKoinah would have meant, if you have 10 people who daven mincha, then you have a Chazaras Hashatz. So Shemei HaKoinah is if all the 10 people said another mincha. We don't want them to say another mincha. They're going to say another mincha, it's going to be a bracha levatol. The answer is it's not a bracha levatol. Even for the Chazan it's not. It's not that he's saying another Shemoneh Esrei at Tfilas Nedove, Arayin Tzachapen HaKedusha, in order to say Kedusha. That's not the word. The second tefillah, the Chazaras Hashatz, is tefillas hatzibur. That's where Rav Soloveitchik coined the term. There's a tefillah bitzibur and tefillas hatzibur. Tefillah bitzibur, you have 10 people davening together, tefillah belachash. At the same time, that's called tefillah bitzibur. Then you have the whole tzibur offers one tefillah, Moshe Lamal Davadoyma, Korbanos tzibur. The Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash offers the Korbanos on behalf of the whole tzibur, the Jews all over the world. That's the mashal that the Shul Tegibarim has, the end of Rosh Hashanah. So the Chazan offers the Tefillah Satzibur on behalf of the whole Tzibur. So that's the same as this Birchas Avram is saying over here, by benching mezumen. He says, by benching mezumen, until the days of the Shulchan Aruch, the practice was, only the mezamin said the Birchas Hamazon. The others just listened, and they said Amen at the end. And they're not yotze with Shemei HaKoyne. No, Birchas Hamazon, you don't say Shemei HaKoyne. And davening, you also don't say Shemei HaKoyne, less a Shas HaTchak. A person is an Eina Bucking. So what's the Chazaras HaShatz all about? That's not a word of Shemei HaKoyne. The whole Tzibur is offering one Tfilos HaTzibur. And the whole Chabur is offering one Birchas Hamazon. So that's what the Birchas Avram said. Since it's not based on Shemei HaKoyne, you don't require that he should understand the language that they're speaking in. Tosis says you don't allow Tosis. Memhamed Beis claims that was the Gemara's Kasha in Megillah. Haloi Shasham Ashuris Yotze. How could it be Yotze? But he doesn't understand. You can't apply Shemei HaKoyne. The Gemara says you're right. You don't apply Shemei HaKoyne if he doesn't understand. It's a different than Pirsumi Nisa B'Alma. You don't need Shemei HaKoyne. But whenever you do need Shemei HaKoyne, by Kiddush and Abdoli, you require that the person should understand. So by Chazaras HaShatz and by Benjamin Zuman, we wouldn't require that the listener should understand. So it could be that's why the Rambam requires Aniyas Amein. Could be that Aniyas Amein is because it's not called the Tfilos HaTzibur, or it's not called the Birchas Hamazon Mechabura, unless the whole Chabura, the whole Tzibur, has some participation. Chazan is going to say all the Brachos, and the Tzibur is just going to stay there quietly, they're not going to answer Amein. So perhaps that's why the Rambam sounds like he's telling us that we require bidafka aniyas amen. It's not the same din. It's not identical with the din that he wrote in Perek Aleph and Uchas Brachas. Whenever you want to be yotze brachas, you should say amen. And even if you didn't say amen, you're also yotze. No, that's a bracha shel yachid. This is a bracha shel tzibur. Whenever it's a bracha shel chabura, taught to say that birchas hamazon bench mezumen is a tzibur. If you have mezumen b'shloisha, so maybe we should call it birchas hamazon b'chabura. So whenever you have the whole chabura is offering one birchas hamazon. The whole tzibur is offering one tfilas hatzibur, so there perhaps that's what the Rama means to imply that the aniyas zamein would be the ikuvim. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. Also, there's another discrepancy. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a haychocha from the Gemara Chofa Mebeis that you allow shemei koyne on a hefer bracha. The Mishnah says on Chofa Med Aleph that although women are exempt from kriyashma and mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but the women are mechuyev in tfila. A mezuzah and a birchas hamazon. That's the top line on chofim and base. The chayovim b'tfilo, the women are obligated to daven shmana esrei, ubi mezuzah, ubi birchas hamazon. So the Gemara has a sofek right in the smack in the middle of chofim and base. The Gemara has a sofek where the women's obligation to recite birchas hamazon is that the araisa or the rabbanon. Why should it be with the rabbanon? What? It's a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. Birchas Hamazon, Mitzvah Saseh Shehazman Grama, there's a maximum of time that you can recite Birchas Hamazon after you finish a meal. If I eat a meal now at 1:45, I can't wait till 12 o'clock at night in order to bench it. So all the food will already be digested, and it's too late to bench. But that's not called Mitzvah Saseh Shehazman Grama, because there's a time limit. Mitzvah Saseh Shehazman Grama means that it's totally in a calendaric Zman. That Tezvav Tishrei is Mechayv and Lulav, Mechayv and Sukkah. So women are potter, that's a Zman Grama. Aleph Tishrei is Mechayv and Tkir Shofar, so women are potter. A Yom is Mechayv and Tzitzis, and Laila is not Mechayv and Tzitzis, so that's a calendaric day. But here it's not a calendaric Zman. It was just when you finish eating your sandwich, so there's a maximum you have to bench, and then there's a limit how long you can wait till you bench. If you wait too long, a person goes to the bathroom, he says, Ashayotz. What if you went to the bathroom now? Don't say Ashiyotza until 3 days later. So it's too late to say Ashiyotza for going to the bathroom today. There's a limit how late after the person sees the Swiss Alps and he's so inspired, he's supposed to say a bracha. And he already came back a month ago. He came back from his tour in Europe. So it's too late to say the bracha now. He has to say a Shechyonu or a Toiba Meit or whatever. His wife had a baby. So even though he forgot to say the bracha, so the baby's getting married now. So he's going to say a Toiba Meit under the chuppah. It's too late. You say the bracha when you're excited, so there's a limit how far. But that's not called the mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. Zman grama is only if it's governed by a calendaric zman. So why did the Gemara raise the possibility that the women's obligation to recite benching should only be mid the rabbanon? Why shouldn't it be a regular mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama that the women should be obligated in our Torah? So Rashi and Tosis give three different suggestions. So one suggestion is all based on the same theme. One suggestion is, part of Birchas Hamazon in HaTorah is We have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us the Matana of Eretz Yisrael. So the Matana of Eretz Yisrael was only given to the men. The women, Noshim La Not L'Chelek Ba'aretz. Most of the time. Once in a while, if you have a case like B'nai Slavchot, where the one who died left no sons, he only left daughters, so then the daughters were not L'Chelek Ba'aretz. But that's a rare case. Usually the daughters didn't get any Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi suggests maybe that's the issue. The Noshim, you can't say that the women are mechuyev to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for Eretz Yisrael. So maybe since they're not mechuyev in that, maybe the Birchas HaMazon is a package deal. It's either all or nothing. Either you're mechuyev to recite the whole Birchas HaMazon from the beginning to the end, or you're not mechuyev to say any part of the Birchas HaMazon, even that part that is relevant to you. That's how Rashi learns. Taisus finds that difficult. If Noshim not lechelik baritz, if Benoit Slavcha did get a share, there are rules and regulations who's entitled to the Yerusha. So once in a while a woman does get Yerusha, most of the time they don't. So you can't make a blanket statement. The women lo not l'chelek ba'aretz. So the women don't say, they don't have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for getting Eretz Yisrael. So Taisus finds Rashi difficult. So Taisus substitutes another pshat. And maybe the Gemara says later in Shlosh Shachlu, when you recite Birchas HaMazon, you have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us bris and Torah. So the women don't have a mitzvah bris milah. A mother doesn't even have an obligation to be mal her baby boy. Only the father has an obligation. And noshim are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. The women are not mechuyev to learn Torah. So the women don't have to say al brischa shechasam to bivsareinu, nor do they have to say al teroscha shalim aratonu. So the same as Rashi. That was the Gemara Sofik. Since they're not mukhif to say either one line or the second line or the third line or all three lines, they're not mukhif to say some lines in the benching, so maybe they're not mukhif to recite the whole benching at all. Maybe it's a package deal, it's either all or nothing, and since the women are pata from one or two or three lines possibly, so maybe they're pata from the whole benching menatar, and the whole chiv of the women to bench is only midirabban. So the Gemara has a suffix, they're not sure. So Rabbi Akiva Eger points out in the Sefer on Brachas and Drush V'chidush, he points out, isn't that interesting? The Gemara had a suffix whether the obligation of the women to recite benching is minatar midirabbanon, and the main afkamina halacha l'maisa. What's the difference? The Gemara says that afkamina. The Gemara should have given an afkamina for suffix. What if the woman is mesupik? If she had a kazayas, if the woman is mesupik, she doesn't remember if she benched or not. The Gemara doesn't give that nafkamina. The Gemara should have said an nafkamina. If it's derais and suffix, derais and lechumra. If it's derabbanon suffix, derabbanon lechumra. So that's a question the Prima Gordon talks about that. Why didn't the Gemara give the most obvious nafkamina? Whether Birchas HaMazon for women is derais or derabbanon, nafkamina for suffix. So the Gemara does not say that nafkamina. The Gemara says the nafkamina is if a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, let's say they both ate together, and the husband is an Am Ha'aretz, he's a boor, he doesn't know how to recite benching, and the wife is a Melumedes. The wife knows how to bench. Can the wife bench to be Motzi the husband? Now, the wife cannot blow the shofar to be Motzi the husband because the women are not Mechuy B'dover. The Mishnah says, Mishnah Mechuy B'dover. Ene Motzi Asarabim V'dech HaVasim. That's the Mishnah at the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Shiloh over here. That's the Nafkamina. If women's obligation to be Sayyid Bechaz HaMazon is their Reis, so the men and the women are on the same level of obligation, so the woman can be Motzi the husband V'dech HaVasim. But if one should assume that the obligation of the women to recite benching is only midirabbanon, it's not minatorah, and the husband's obligation to bench is minatorah, he had kedei sviya, and she's not mechuyev minatorah, either because she doesn't have to say al brischa shechasam to bivsareinu, al teroscha shalim aratonu, she doesn't have to say no delecho al eretz Yisrael. She's not obligated to say all, so maybe she's not obligated to say anything minatorah. So if the whole chiyuv of the women to bench is only midirabbanon, then the women cannot be moitzi the men. So that was the Gemara's Ibaya. Whether the Noshim, the obligation that the women have in benching is their Eis and their Rabbanon, the Nafkamina would be. The Gemara didn't say the Nafkamina, whether Sufik, their Eis, Eluchum, Sufik, Rabbanon, was the Nafkamina, whether women can be Moitzi men, Yidech HaVasai. So Rabbi Kevegri asked Akasha, how can the woman be Moitzi the men, Yidech HaVasai? The woman is not Mechuyev in those lines, either A, B, or C, or all three of the above. One or two or three lines, the women are not mechuyev to say thank you for Eretz Yisrael, thank you for Bris Milah, thank you for Al Teroscha Shalim Aratonu. They're not mechuyev in that line, so of course they can't be Moitzi the husband. The only suffix is the rest of the benching, whether the women are mechuyev min HaTorah. But that line you said, for sure the women are not mechuyev. So how can that be a tzad in the Gemara? How is it possible the wife can be Moitzi the husband in the benching? So Rabbi Kevega says, Mestamid Pshat is like this. The wife is going to say the whole benching up until that line. Says the husband will say that line. And then the wife will take over. She'll take over from that point on. So that was the Gemara Safek. That line that the women are potter from, that line for sure the husband has to say. How can you say Shemir Kohen, how can you be Moitzim on that line? She's not Mechuyiv on that line. The only Safek Gemara is that she Mechuyiv on the rest of the benching, but not their adjustment, the Rabban. So Rabbi Kivega says an innocent, innocuous comment. You see from this Gemara that you apply Shemir Kohen to a part of a bracha. Even though the husband has to say one line on his own, and the wife is going to say the other line, so the Gemara is okay with that. That's not a problem. Let's say you have a group of people, a group of Bali Tshuva, and they break their teeth to pronounce Hebrew. It's very hard for them to daven. So they'll divide up the Kiddush into different 10 people. Each one will say one line in the Kiddush. Each one prepares a whole week. He's going to say one line, next line, next line. In some shuls, they divide up the Mikra Megillah in order to keep the children... they're afraid the children won't be interested in Shmiras HaMitzvah. So right after the Bar Mitzvah, they teach everybody Trup, and they teach them, you have the responsibility to read the first chapter of the Megillah Esther. You have to read the second chapter. You have to read the third chapter. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes one opinion that even B'dieved, you're not Yotze. If you have Mikra Megillah read by different people, and we pass on that B'dieved, you are Yotze. So in some shuls, they do it like that L'chatchila, because they feel they want to maintain the young children's interest in coming to shul. They have to figure out some gimmicks, how to get the children involved in shul activities all the time. So that's a shayla. In other words, we pass on halacha that you say Shemei Kohen here for the Megillah. Not only you say Shemei Kohen on the whole Megillah, and if you'll divide it word by word, you'll have one person will say by he, bimei, achashverish. Each one will read one word, but they're all reading from a klaf. But you also say Shemei Kohen. You say Shemei Kohen on a half a pasuk. You say Shemei Kohen on a half a bracha. That's what Rabbi Kivega points out. You say Shemei Kohen on a half a bracha. So the Achreinim are bothered with the kasha. The classical Achreinim are bothered with the kasha. That there's a Gemara Fakeret. In the beginning of Shlosh Shochlu, the Gemara says, when you bench Mezumin Bismara Gemara, only the Mezamin said the whole benching out loud, and the others would just listen, and they would answer Amen. So the Gemara assumes that you don't necessarily have to have one person, Mezamin, say the whole benching from the beginning to the end. You can break it up into different units. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the maximum number of people that you can break it up amongst them? You can't have 10 people. Each one's going to say three lines. No. The Gemara says either four or five. Hazanas HaKol is one unit. Noidelucho is the second unit. Racham is the third unit. Atoiv HaMeitiv till the other Mayach HaSreinu is the fourth unit. The Gemara has a machlokes. What about Rosh Hashanah Mishalav Tibachayinu? Is that one unit together with Hazanas HaKol? So that's all one unit. So the maximum number you can break it up is four. Or do you say no, five? One will say Rabbi Sayin of Arev, Rosh Hashanah Mishalav Tibachayinu. The other one will take off Hazanas HaKol till Hazanas HaKol. Two people. The third one is Noidelucho. Fourth one is Rachim. And the fifth one would be Atayv Amet. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. What's the maximum? Tosis quotes the Rif like that. Tosis Memvav Amen Aleph. Because Rav Alphus, who interprets the Gemara like that. So he's here, the third Tosis, Laman the Yomar. So Tosis says, Kachnir Pirush Rav Alphus, not like Rashi. The Rif has a different shot, and Tosis approves the Rif shot. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You can only divide up the Mezumin benching to a maximum of four or five people. You can't have 20 people. Each one will say two lines. You see that you only say Shemei Kohen in units of a bracha. You don't allow Shemei Kohen on a half a bracha. And the same is true, it would appear from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Tfilas HaShachar that the Acheretz dictates if the Gabbai calls you for an aliyah, so you have to run to take the aliyah. Let's say the Gabbai calls you up, some shul, the Gabbai gives the guy Chamishi. He says, Chamishi, you don't even give to a Shvaitza. He doesn't want to take Chamishi. He's going to give me what? Hoysofer? He refuses to take Hoysofer. He wants one of the Zayin Kruim. People are very touchy. So the Gemara says, if they call you for an aliyah and you don't go, you don't run right away, mekatzin yomo v'shnos v'shalom, you have to run right away. But if the Gabbai asks you to daven for an amen, then their Acheretz dictates you should turn him down the first two times, and only after the third time of asking you then you should run. Why is there a difference, Manishtana? Why is there a difference between the situation where the Gabbai calls you for an aliyah as opposed to the situation where the Gabbai asks you to daven for an omen? So the Meshech Chachma explains on Chumash. He says that the daven for an omen, you're the Shliach HaTzibur. You're representing the whole Tzibur. So the Shliach HaTzibur, that's a Bekovedik position. So Derech Eretz dictates, out of humility, you should say, I'm not worthy. So until he asks you three times, so then you have to go. But getting an aliyah, you're not representing the tzibur, just doing a mitzvah. So if the Gabbai wants you to do a mitzvah, so you don't refuse. You're not allowed to refuse. So the Mishnah says there's an exception to the rule. Mishnah says, "An lamed dalet amen aleph, oy v'lefnei ateva v'to'o." If the chazan made a mistake, they didn't have a sitter. So the chazan is davening by heart. So the chazan made a mistake, and he's so tzedreit, he's all confused. He doesn't know how to go back. They can't just tell him, start as Semach Tovin Avdachem. He doesn't remember what he's up to. He won't be able to straighten out. So it says, Yaver Acha Tachtov, the Gabbai should get someone else to take over in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. V'lo Yehei Sarvim Bo'oso Shoen. At that time, Derech Eretz dictates you should not give the Gabbai a hard time. The implication is that on a normal situation, in a normal case, if the Gabbai asks you to serve as the Chazan, as the Shlech Tzibur, Derech Eretz dictates, Sheyei Sarvam. He should refuse the first two times till he asks him the third time. That's what the Gemara points out, Tan Rabbanan. Tzorach L'Sarev, right after that Mishnah. But if it's a Shlech Tzibur Sheto, Yavar Achet Tachtov, so then the Achet shouldn't be a Sarvan. In this case, Derech Eretz dictates, you should not turn, should not wait till the Gabbai asks him three times, should run right away. And then the Mishnah says, Mehechen Hu Maschil. The second Shliach Tzibur is taking over in the middle. Where does he have to begin from? So it says he begins Mitchilas Abrocha Sheto Azeh. He has to go back to the beginning. Let's say the Chazan got stuck in the middle of a Brocha. So the new Chazan can't just begin from the middle of the Brocha. The whole Tzibur was Yotz everything till the middle of a Brocha, till the middle of the 8th Brocha, 10th Brocha. So the new Chazan can't take over in the middle. He has to go back to the beginning of that Brocha. And the Gemara adds on, what if the first chazan got stuck in the middle of the Gimel Rishonos before Hakel HaKadosh, Hamelech HaKadosh? Mishnah Berurah writes that it usually happens, whatever it really happens that the chazan can't continue. The rare times that it happens is usually on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because it's so long, the davening of the Shemoneh Esrei is so long, with so many piyutim. So the chazan loses his voice from davening so much. So very often that's going to happen before Hamelech HaKadosh. So the new chazan that takes over has to go back to the beginning of the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah quotes the pasuk. He doesn't have to repeat all the piyutim already that we said, but he has to repeat from the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. And if the first chazan passed Hamelech HaKadosh, Hakel HaKadosh, and got stuck in the middle of one of the middle brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei, so the new chazan takes over mitchilas habracha shetozeh. So the Bichas Roish and the other achrayim, they all ask on the Gemara, why does he have to go back to Tchilas HaBracha? Why don't you say Shemei Koin and a half a bracha? Like Rabbi Kevega showed from the Gemara, and the Abchofim and Beis, that you do say Shemei Koin and a half a bracha. That's like Mikra Megillah. If you divide the Megillah into nine parts, and each person reads a different chapter, so the Mishnah Berurah says that B'dieved Yuvah Yotzeh. So why can't you say over here Shemei Koin and a half a Megillah, so you say Shemei Koin and a half a bracha? So the Achrayim work on this kash. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the teretz is the Gemara and the Achav, where the husband and the wife both ate their sandwiches, and the husband doesn't know how to recite Birchas Hamazon, and the wife does know how. There is no mezuman. You have two people, one man and one woman. There is no mezuman. So Shnaim Shachal Mitzvah Lecholek. You're not supposed to say Shemei Koine. Yeah, but obviously the husband doesn't know how to recite the benching. So it's like a case of Sefer Abur. So when one person recites the benching to be moitzi the others, and that's the Gemara Sofik, if the women are mechuyev to the same extent as the men. If the man's obligation is menatur and the woman's obligation is only midirabbanon, then she's not mechuyev bedover to the same extent that he is, so she cannot be moitzi the husband. That's the reading of the Gemara Daf Chof HaMebeis. So that Gemara is talking about Shemea Koina. On the level of the Raisa, we do permit Shemei Koine by benching. With the Rabbanon, we don't allow it unless it's a Shas HaTchak, a Sefer and a Bur. So if the wife is the Milumedes and the husband is the Bur, so we would allow Shemei Koine. So you say Shemei Koine and a half a broch. Here, we're talking about benching Mezumin in the beginning of Shlosh HaShachlu. Or here we're talking about Chazaras HaShatz. When you're benching Mezumin or Chazaras HaShatz, That's not based on Shemei Kaina. We really don't allow Shemei Kaina, not by benching and not by davening. It's a different word. The whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one benching. The whole Chabur is only obligated to, after each one of them davening, so the Chabur is now in addition to each one davening. Tefillah bit Tzibur, Tefillah Belachash, Tefillah Sayochid, bit Tzibur. Now the whole Tzibur is Mechuyiv to offer Tefillah Sat Tzibur. So in the Tefillah Sat Tzibur, like the Birchas Hamazon and Mechabur, apparently, the Tanoim say the rules are you have to go in units of a bracha. It's not Shemei Kaina that you're using over here. If it would have been Shemei Kaina, would have worked on a half a bracha. You're not using Shemei Kaina. It's a different word over here. The whole Chabur is offering one benching. Or the whole Tzibur is offering one Tfilas HaTzibur, one Chazor HaShas.
If you're benching Bezimun on Makos, then does everyone have to be sitting in order to be able to drink from the cup? Or does that, meaning when the person makes a bracha on Al-Gefin, is that like Kiddush or is that like Abdullah? Is that,
the others don't have to drink the wine.
But if they want,
if they do want to drink the wine,
then I guess it's...
I mean, what would the din be that by the Bar Piagofen of Birchas Hamazon? Would that be like Kiddush? It would be, according to Tesis, that it's not the same. Would that be like Kiddush or would that be like Havdol? I don't know. You have to figure out why is Manishtana, why is Kiddush different? So you got to figure out what's the reason why Kiddush is different. We'll have to, maybe if we learn some more Gemaras, maybe we'll find out why it may be different. Yeah.
According to the Gemara Megill that says that Lois Shoshama Ashur says Yatzah because of Pesuma Milsa. How is it Pesuma Milsa if they don't understand the words that are being said?
I mean, they know the story. They heard the story on the radio. Now they're just coming to hear the Megillah. But they know what the story is supposed to say. They can't identify one word from the other. They can't say where one ends and where the next word begins because they don't know Hebrew. Which sounds like Chinese. If you don't know Hebrew, that sounds like it's all one word.
So if they didn't know the story, then there wouldn't be Yotzei.
Probably not. If you just tell them, come and listen, we'll explain to you later. Maybe it's also Pirsumi Nisa. I don't know. Maybe it's also, I don't know.
Isn't the fact that the husband was in most parts of Malchus with David and the Torah thing imply that he's not a poor? So if he knows those parts, he'd say he's not a poor, then the whole thing, she wouldn't be able to be Yotzei at all.
Yeah. Maybe it means like this, that he doesn't know anything and she's going to tell him when it comes to certain lines, I'm going to poke you and you got to say those lines word for word after me. Maybe that's the case. I don't know.
By Mekhu Bikurim, the person who was Motsi, all the farmers that came, did he have to also be someone who was bringing Bikurim? Let's say it was a problem. He didn't own any land. So he wasn't really, he's not hired in Bikurim. Is he still considered someone who's mechuyev and yatzamotzi?
That's a good question. Do you say yatzamotzi the shilti giborim at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the third parak, the end of the third parak Rosh Hashanah says you only apply yatzamotzi by the brochant kiyah shofar, by kiddush, by avdola, where we all share in common the chiyuv together. When it comes Rosh Hashanah, we're all mechuyev to blow shofar. Come Shabbos, we're all mechuyev to say kiddush. But let's say you're making a bris or a pidyon haben. I'm not making a bris or a pidyon haben. Even if I am, has not, my baby has nothing to do with your baby. Your baby is your baby, my baby is my baby. So he says, so the Shulchan Aruch claims in such a situation, we would not allow yotzei moitzi because we never shared a common mechayev together. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. We assume, like the Rambam writes, that the birchas erusin should really be recited by the chassan under the chuppah, but sometimes the chassan won't know how to say Hebrew, so he'll be embarrassed. So we don't want to embarrass, so what are we going to do? We're going to have the chassan say the Birchas Erusin when he's learned. And whoever is not learned enough, so we'll have the rabbi say the Birchas Erusin. So then it'll be embarrassing to those who are not learned enough. So the Rambam says, we made a takana, we instituted like a Mikra Megillah, that the rabbi always in Sadeh Kiddushin says the Birchas Erusin for the chassan. Now the rabbi is not getting married today. And even if the rabbi is getting married today, the girl he's marrying has nothing to do with the girl that the other guy's married. They're unrelated. Shiduchim. And nonetheless, we apply Yotza Moitzi. So you see that Yotza Moitzi is not restricted only like the Shilti Giborim says. It's not limited only to the case where we shared a common chiyuv together. When it came Rosh Hashanah, we all became mechuyev and tkiyah shofar together. And I was Yotzei, but I'm still mechuyev. No. It even applies in a mitzvah. I only have daughters and you have sons and you're making bris and pidyon haben. I never had any sons. Still, I can say the bracha for you. We don't really follow that idea from the Shilti Gibor.
But the case is where the wife is poking the husband to say it. So then, how can he even say that? He has a fear. that he learned himself. He has the same problem as the wife in regards to the Amat Torah, and he doesn't learn anything.
But he has to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving him the Torah. The wife is the learned one. She teaches Talmud in a girl's school somewhere, a boy's school, whatever. So the wife is, but she's not believed to learn. So she doesn't have to say, Al Teras Chashalim An Torah. The husband has to thank the Rabbanu Shalom, even though he doesn't know which way to hold the Gemara. He has to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving him the Torah.
So someone who doesn't have a Bismillah, he can still bench. He still has an he doesn't have Mila, but he still says that.
You know, a person didn't have Mila because, for medical purpose, medical reason, not Mechayiv to have a Bris Mila. They're probably also not Mechayiv to sell Bris Choshech HaSam to Bibsen. We ask him, Shulchan Aruch, how do the women do sell Bris Choshech HaSam to Bibsen? I sheker. But the answer is, it goes in general. Bris Choshech HaSam to Bibsen, it goes on Klal Yisrael. But you see the Taisis hold, but that's not what the real meaning is. The real meaning is, literally, Bris Choshech HaSam to Bibsen. So probably a person who never had a bris milah should not not mechuyif to say that line on the bench. He never became mechuyif to get a bris milah. Probably.
If he would be mechuyif, he just never did. So then he couldn't be so.
Yes, sounds funny. He's going to bench. He's going to say thank you for the bris milah that I'm mechuyif to do that I refuse to fulfill. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe we have a katan who is. He happens to know how to bench, whatever. And his parents, for example, don't know how to bench.
So the katan, if the katan ate kidei sviya, and the parents ate less than kidei sviya, so the katan's obligation is midirabbanan, and the parents' obligation is midirabbanan. So the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara, it says that the katan can bench to be mighty the parents. And the Ramban crosses out that Girsa, and he says that that's not correct. Even if the katan ate kidei sviya, the father of the katan is mechuyev to be mechanech the katan. Katan is not mechuyev even midirabbanan mitam chinuch. The parents ate less than kidei sviya, so the parents are obligated midirabbanan to bench. The katan even midirabbanan is not obligated to bench. That's a machlokes. But let's say they both ate kidei sviya, they both did not eat kidei sviya, the katan and the parents. Then for sure the katan cannot be mitzvah the parents, because the katan's chiyuv to bench is a lower level from the parents. Either the katan's only with the rabbanon, the parents are there, right? So the katan is a trade the rabbanon. When neither the parents nor the katan ate kidei sviya, so the parents' obligation to bench is a chad the rabbanon, and the katan's obligation to bench is only based on a trade the rabbanon. So that's a lower level chiyuv. That's a weaker chiyuv. So let's just to review again, what are we doing over here? We have a story in the Gemara, it's a Tosefta. Gemara quotes all Tosefta. There was a mice, the Tanoim was sitting in the city Yericho. The Pesachet Shuvah Choshe Mishpat raises that issue. How can I sit in the city Yericho? Yeshua Ben Nun made a cherem. No one's allowed to rebuild Yericho. So if they rebuilt Yericho, how can you live there? So he says, you see from this Gemara, many sources in the Gemara, Tanoim used to sit in Yericho. See, if someone violated the cherem of Yeshua ben Nun, he built Yericho, so there's a curse on the one who builds Yericho. He should die, his children should die. But after he built Yericho, you're permitted to live in Yericho. Right? So the Tanaim was sitting in Yericho, and they were eating, apparently they didn't have real food to eat. No one gave them any lechem to eat. So they were sitting and eating te'enim, kosavos, excuse me, dates. They were eating dates. And they were going to say a bracha achrayna on the dates. So there's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah, memdal and menalav, what bracha achrayna is to be recited after eating all the other shivas haminim. That's what we left off last week. So Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that if you ate at achilas keva, then you say sholosh brachas, the whole birchas hamazon. If you just had a snack, a brief snack, you had one of the shivas haminim, then you say also aloetz. He agrees. You say aloetz vapriyotz, alamichiv alakakola. You had a little snack. But if you had taka and achila bikvias, so then Rabbi Gamliel holds that you got to say gimel brachas, and the chacham say no, you only say me'ein sholosh. That's a machlekes hatanoi. That's a machlekes how to read the pesukim in chumash. Because first it says eretz chitus arav gevin and teinim rim and eretz shem and advash. The pasuk ginu merates all of the shivas aminim shenishtam chabem eretz yisrael. Then it says next pasuk eretz shalav b'miskenis tachal balechem singles out the bread in eretz yisrael. Then it says v'chalta v'sorat v'irachtos hashem alakecha. That the zechir brachas hamoz and their rice. So Rabbi Gamliel holds that pasuk of Ve'erachta Hashem Lekecha goes back on everything. The zechir to recite brachas hamoz and when you eat all the shivas aminos, it sounds like Rabbi Gamliel never holds from the bracha akreinim. He ain't sholosh. He's never goris on lamicha. He's never goris al reitz al pre-reitz. How can it be? So Tosis writes on the last line. What do you mean? He leisoy le Rabbi Gamliel bracha achas bein sholosh b'shum makam. The last line on lamizayin amanal. It's not mistaber that he crosses it out from the siddur legamer. So Tosis says means when you eat bikviyas, then he holds you after bench brachas amos. When you eat bikroi bialma, even Rabbi Gamliel agrees that you say bracha achas bein sholosh. And we pass them that you never say brachas hamazon on any food other than lechem. You say eretz hivsekuinim, and it says eretz hashaloi b'miskenus tachal b'lechem. There's a big fat semicolon before that word eretz. Eretz hivsekuinim. So the achalta b'svata virachta shasham lakecho only goes back to lechem, and it doesn't go back to the earlier shivas aminim mentioned earlier in the pasuk. But that's a machlokes rishonim how to read the gemara. It doesn't go back at all. So the bracha achrayna on the shivas aminim is legamrei midirabbanon, or it doesn't go back in the same way that it refers to lechem. It refers to lechem, then you need gimel brachas. It refers to the shivas aminim that you need bracha achas bein sholosh, may be deraisa. So that the mechaber quotes the two opinions. But the bracha achas bein sholosh is deraisa the rabbanon. So now Tosfos says the lechapan afkemina between Rabbi Gamliel and all the other opinions of the Tanoim, if you have kosavos, or you have someone's eating pomegranates, or a group of people are eating dates or figs or olives or pomegranates, fine. Can one person recite the Baruch HaKoinah to be motzi all the others? So the rule is, we don't allow Shemer Ka'oinah not by Baruch HaRishonah, not by Baruch HaKoinah. We insist each person should say his own Baruch. We make an exception to the rule. You had a Mishnah somewhere. Yashvu Lechol Kalechod Mivarach Liatzma Heisebu. Echad mevarach lekulam. Where was that? Where was it? Membei samet aleph. Oh, you yoshim leechol kal echad mevarach liatzma. Heisebu echad mevarach lekulam. So the Gemara says that heisebu only works by pasan yayin. By other foods, the Gemara has two lashonis. And so the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. What about if they're sitting and eating potato chips, or they're drinking soda, or they're drinking beer, can you have one person be might to the others? So one opinion is, you can have one person might to the others even without Hasebu. The other opinion is that even with Hasebu, it doesn't help. But the Gemara says that the difference between Hasebu and Lo Hasebu, we'll have to read the Gemara inside. The difference between Hasebu and Lo Hasebu only applies to Pas V'Yayin. The Gemara backs out a little from that also. The first, the Gemara says, the difference only applies to Pas Hasebu and Lo Hasebu. Lo, and it doesn't. That's only by pas v'yayin. And another macholim, there is no difference between hasebu. That's the top of mem gimel amid aleph. Lo shanu ala about six lines from the top. Amar Rav lo shanu ala pas the boy hasebu al v'yayin. Lo boy hasebu. Amar says no. If you look pas v'yayin, and then shar oichlam. So shar oichlam, other foods. Those are two lishanis in the Gemara. Machlekes the Rambam and the Rav in 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. But the other foods, hasebu doesn't even help. Other foods, you don't even need a sebu. One person can be made to the others. But again, the Mishnah says, at least on Pas V'yayin, that we distinguish between Hasebu and Lo Hasebu. Abizman HaZeh, it wouldn't be Hasebu, it would be a difference between Yoshua Al HaShulchan and Lo Yoshua Al HaShulchan. So why does it make a difference in the same thing? Shlosh HaShochlu Ka'achas, Chayovim L'Zamein, that's only for Ochlu Ka'achas. If they were all eating, they made up in advance that they were all going to eat together. If there was no kviyas, the Gemara says they have to have made up in advance, nezel and echel beduch the plan. They all said to each other, let's go eat together over there. So then even if they're sitting, they're having a picnic in the park, they're not sitting around a table. There is no table, or it's more comfortable, they want to relax on the grass. So the picnic in the park, if they made up in advance, nezel, let's go, and echel, we should eat beduch the plan in this specific location, that's called an achila bekviyas. So then you allow benching mezumin. Benching mezumin means that one person says the benching, all the others are yoytze. We normally don't allow shemer kain. The answer is not even shemer kain. It's a different word. The chabura is obligated to offer one benching. Our practice is that we have everybody, when you bench mezumin, you have everybody say the benching. So the mechaber recommends like that. He quotes earlier pasuk we recommend like that. The problem being that people don't pay attention to what someone else says. The Bali Musa say that Baruch Hashem created us with two ears and with one mouth, that we should listen twice as much as we talk. But we don't do that. We talk much more than we listen. We don't have the ability to listen to anybody else. We don't pay attention. Even Chazor Shashatz, even Benjamin Zuma, we don't pay attention. Our mind is wandering. We're thinking about other things. So that's why the Mechaber recommends, even though Meikirad Din Medina Di Gemara, one person, when you bench a mezumah, one person says the whole benching from the beginning to the end. The other just say Amen. So he recommends you should say softly, you should say under your breath, the benching with the mezameh, but you should still pay attention to the mezameh. That's what the Mishnah Berurah complains, that today, as it turns out, everybody says the benching when you bench mezumah, and nobody hears anything from the mezameh. It just says the last line. That's not enough. He's supposed to say the whole benching out loud from the beginning to the end. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, well, at least till Azanas HaKol. A lot of people don't even do that, at least. But he says, more correct is to follow the Din of the Gemara. That he has to say the whole benching out loud from the beginning till the end, till the Yolam Al Yichasrina. The rest is Minhogim. So some insist that the Mezamin should say everything till Mamish, till the very end. Shem Baruch Hasama Bashoma. Till the very end, say everything out loud. And others say, good enough if he says till the Olam Ayichaseinu, the rest is only Minhagim. So Rabbi Gamliel gave authorization to Rabbi Akiva that he should bench Mezumin. What do you mean authorization to bench Mezumin? What happened to the role of Mezamnim ala Peris? So this says it's not a difference between bread and Peris. It's a difference between Bichas HaMazin and Me'en Sholosh. There is no Zimun on any bracha achrona, there is no zimun on bar nefashis. We're all eating potato chips, then we're going to say Rabbi Simon of invention, then we're going to say bar nefashis. I'm going to say bar nefashis. There is no zimun on bar nefashis. There is no zimun on ala micha. There is no zimun on loetz al priyat. There's only zimun on bichas hamazon. So lishitasa shal Rabbi Gamliel, Tosis says, Rabbi Gamliel holds that you got to say bichas hamazon because they were sitting and eating bikviyas. It wasn't stam bikroy beyond my snack. They were eating the kaisavas bikviyas. So Rabbi Gamliel holds the bracha achrayna is shalosh brachas, the whole bichas hamazon. Yeah. So then l'shitasai that they're going to bench bichas hamazon. So there's a zimun. But l'fi psak halacha, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva told them with their cheretz. He didn't say, well, we don't pass like you, Rabbi. He said, halal maratana rabbeinu, but you told us that yochav v'ram halacha kirab. So you're the minority opinion, but you told us not to pass like you. He says with their cheretz to Rabbi Gamliel. He's afraid. It's fair to give him a hard time also. So Rabbi Akiva drays with Rabbi Gamliel. He says, I can't bench Bichas HaMazon. You have been outvoted, Rabbi. So I'm going to say Aloetz, Alpiyoetz. And then he says it under his breath. He doesn't say it out loud, Rabbi Simon Van Benchen. You don't say Zimon ala Peris. If the din would have been like Rabbi Gamliel, that you say Bichas HaMazon on the Peris, then there would have been a Zimon on the Bichas HaMazon. But since the din is at the... You don't say Bichas HaMazon, so the Mele, each person has to say the Bracha HaChrayna on his own. There's no Zimun. This Vart, that this whole Shir is from Rav Soloveitchik, this whole Vart that he said, that Benchi Mezumin is a different Chiyuv with the Bichas Avram, that's a Chiddush, that when one or two people eat, so there's a Chayv HaSayachid, each person is Mechiyuv to bench on his own. And if two people ate, one is Moitzi the other, if it's Sefer Bur, he's Moitzi the other one based on Shemei Akoine. And if three people ate, then the whole Chiyav is different. The Chiyav is that the whole Chabur is obligated to offer one Bichas HaMazon. It's not that each one is not a Chavis HaYochid, and you don't have to base it on Shemei Akoine, it's a Chavis HaTzibah. He's talking about a Din Daraisa, so you're saying as if it's a difference on the level of the Daraisa. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik was prompted into assuming that Mezumin is the Daraisa. The Pashtus is that all the psukim the Gemara has to indicate that there's such an institution of benching mezumin. Pashtus says you assume that it's only the Rabbanim. So Rav Soloveitchik assumed no, that it's the Rais, and he said, and this is the teretz on the shach's kasha. The Gemara asks, we know how the milia mem heim and aleph. Right after the opening mishnah shlosh shochel kachas chayovim lazam. The Gemara says, we know how the milia one pasuk, another pasuk, whatever. The psukim in chumish that teach us that there's an institution of mezumin. So we usually assume that it's an asmachta mid rabban. The whole mezumin is not minatzar. The whole mezumin is mirabban. Rav Soloveitchik thought not so. Because his whole vartayr was so sharp that it's a different chiyuv. You could say that the whole vartayr is on the level of the rabban. But he thought that he thought that maybe it's all on the level of the rice. So he said over the following shach in the end of Chayshem Mishpat. Mar says in Bava Kama the Tzadikam and Beis. We learned last year Bava Kama, no? I think so. The Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel, this chief rabbi, Rabbi Gamliel made a penalty that if you cheat somebody out of a mitzvah, we penalize you, we make you pay asar zehu. So let's say they have the annual shul dinner or whatever, shal shudas one Shabbos, and then mechabit ploini to bench mezumen. Another guy decides he benches mezumen. People didn't realize that he was not the one who the gabbai didn't offer to him. And everybody answers mezumen, and then they all benched already. So this guy Nebuch was cheated. The gabbai who's authorized to be mechab someone authorized Reuven, and Shimon grabbed the kibbutz. Or they called someone up for an aliyah, they called up a kohen for the first aliyah, and a non-kohen, a non-levi, grabs the first aliyah. And he says, Baruch Hashem Hashem Avarach, and they go vayta. So they violated the takana, the din in the Mishnah, he's supposed to give the kohen the first aliyah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, or the din is, someone shechts a chicken or a turkey, so you're obligated to do kisi adam. So who has the first crack at the mitzvah of doing kisi adam? So the Gemara learns after him a pasuk, Mishu shachet hu yichasa. Whoever did the shechita, he has the schus to do the kisi adam. If he wants to give it to someone else, there's a machloikis, it's a proper to be mechabit someone else, and the minig is that they are mechabit to someone else. But he has the first chus to do the kisei hadam. So what's a person does, he shechts a chaya or of. When shech behemis is no mitzvah kisei, he shechts a chaya or of. And another wise guy comes up and he does the kisei hadam. 1, 2, 3, Zokta Bracha does kisei hadam, do me something. He stole a mitzvah from the shofar. So the Gemara says, we penalize the ganef, and we make him pay asar zehum. So the Gemara tells a story that on one occasion, there was a. We'll have to learn that Gemara. So the Gemara says if you would have stolen, Gemara didn't happen. If you would steal the Bichas Amazon, there were mechabed one person to bench at the Gabbai Mizraim, one person to bench Mizuman, and another guy stole the kibbutz and he benches Mizuman. So the Gemara says in such a case, you got to pay 40 zehuvim. Why 40? 10 zehuvim for each brach. And there are 4 brachas. So the shaila is why there are only 4 brachas. He's going to say bar pri agafen also. Got to be 5 brachas. Got to be azana sakol and noydalecha and rachim and atayv ameitiv is 4 brachas. Then it's going to be bar pri agafen. So this is the shach is that kash. So the shach and ektzayis have a whole discussion. How are you going to answer this kash? So one of the suggestions is, no, the bar pri agafen is 1 of the 4. What do you mean bar pri agafen is 1 of the 4? But that should make it 5. So the shach says, no, atayv ameitiv is lav deraisa. Atayv ameitiv doesn't count. And Tosfos writes in Chulin, daf pei zayin, that if you stole a mitzvah mid the rabbanon, then you don't pay asar zehuvim. Sure. Tosfos tells a story that the gabbai called up a kohen to get the first aliyah, and a non-kohen went, and he stole the aliyah. The days of the Baal HaTosfos, a non-kohen, not one of the Baal HaTosfos. Someone stole the aliyah from the kohen, and the Baal HaTosfos decided that he doesn't have to be penalized because the whole din that the kohen gets the first aliyah is only made the rabbanon. On the level of the raisa, it's not a title. I think Mora says it's the raisa. So Tosfos says it not to be taken literally. It's not literally the raisa. It has an asmachta in a pasuk. B'kidashtoi. Liftach Rishon, Levarach Rishon, Litamana Yav Rishon is only an asmachta. That's not really what it means. So Tosfos says that when you steal a mitzvah the rabbanon, you're not penalized by paying asar zehuvim. So the Shach suggests the teretz, maybe atayv ameitiv doesn't count, but the bar pi agafen counts. So isn't we usually see bar pi agafen is only the rabbanon. That's all like that Pnei Yeshua, that Birchas Hanenin is the raisa. So it's problematic there. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe you're right, Hatayv Ameitiv doesn't count, but the Birchas HaZimun is another bracha. You say, Baruch Shechan Mishlov Tevuch Hayinu. If you walk in after a group just said, Baruch Shechan Mishlov Tevuch Hayinu, so the Gemara says, you say Amen. So you see that that's a bracha. So the Gemara had, according to the way the Rif understood the Gemara, that place is quoted the Rif, Gemara had 2 opinions, Amen, Vav, Amen, Aleph, whether the bracha ends, Baruch Shalom Shalom B'tuvach Hayinu, the bracha ends at Hazana Sakol. Oh no, Baruch Shalom Shalom B'tuvach Hayinu is 1 unit, and the next unit is Hazana Sakol, and Noda Lecha. So if you hold that there are 5 different units, and the last unit, Atav Ameitiv, is only the Rabbanon, so maybe all the first 4 are derais. That's what we, Rav Soloveitchik was pushing, that maybe this distinction is on the level of derais. that the bench mezumen is menatoyre, it's a different chiyuv. The chaburas becomes obligated to offer one bichas hamos. Just like on the level of drabon by davening, we say the whole tzibur together, each individual person has an obligation to offer tfilos ayochid bit tzibur, to daven bit tzibur. Then the whole tzibur has an obligation to offer tfilos at tzibur. That's probably midirabonah. There is such a concept, came there, I said, korbanas tzibur. That was the marshal of the Shilti Gibor. So maybe over here also, this distinction is on the level of the Reisid. One or two people lead. So that's a chaybis, each one has a chaybis ayochid to recite bechaz amazim. If a whole chabur of three or more eats, and maybe there's never chal a chaybis ayochid, maybe it's only chal a chiyuv on the whole chabura to offer one bechaz amazim together. So it's not really based on shemei akoinim. When the one will bench and the others will be yotzi, it won't be based on shemei akoinim. And the same thing, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. From the Rambam, he got the impression, maybe the Rambam means to say that ani asamin is liikuvah, by the benching mezumim. If you would have two people, the soifim of Archabur, Yotzbe Bechasai, so we wouldn't say that the answering Amen is Liikuva. That's based on Shemeya Koine. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Lamechel, Shemeya, Afalpi Shaloira Ona Amen, Shemeya Keoine, Yudhi Yotze. But if you have three or more, and you're talking about Bench and Mizumin, that's a Bichas Amoz and Bechabura, so it could be that over there, the din is different. That's a Brocha, different kind of a Brocha, the Bichas Hatzibu, Bichas Hachabura. So maybe there the Ani Asamin would be Liku.
How does
that mean for
the
Shach's cash? Shach says, Tosis says, you don't pay if you steal a mitzvah de Rabban. So the Shach says, so why do you pay 40 zuhuvim? You shouldn't have to pay 10 zuhuvim for a Teva Meitah. Teretz is Zenachan Ami, not paying for a Teva Meitah, paying for the first four brachas. Brach Shacham Shalav Tuvach Ayinu, that's their Raisa. Azanas HaKol is their Raisa, and Nodilcha is their Raisa. And the fourth, the next bracha about the Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and Beis Hamikdash is also their eyes. See, that's what we raise the question. Maybe it's only their eyes of Bizman Shah Beis Hamikdash or Yekai. Just like the Gemara says, until they conquered Eretz Yisrael, they weren't mukhiv to say Noy Delecha. Yeshua ben Nun composed Noy Delecha when they conquered Eretz Yisrael. Until David HaMelech established his kingdom in Yerushalayim, they weren't obligated to say thank you for Yerushalayim. And until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, we weren't obligated to say thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. And David and Shlomo tiknu the bracha, that the way it used to be, thank you for giving us Yerushalayim and the government and Malchus Beis David, thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. That is a bizman hazeh, after the Churban Bais Rishon, so the Malchus Beis David never recovered. So we changed the Nusach, Rachim Noah, Malchus Beis David Mishichech. And after the Churban Bais Sheni, so we changed the Nusach, Rachim Noah, Alabayas Hagorav Hakadosh, Shenik Rishim Chalav. We don't say thank you for giving us peace. I mean, we don't have it anymore. So maybe Bizman Hazeh, that you say Rachim Noah, maybe that bracha is only the Rabbanim. And so then it wouldn't be a good teretz, because the Shach is assuming you're only paying for brachas deraisa and not for brachas derabbanim, then you should throw out Rachim Noah also.
Rosh said that beforehand the Birkas Rachem was before even they just do a Kuber the Nusach, but there was a Brach Midoraisa beforehand.
Before the days of
Yerushalayim as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was a Brach?
Right, so just there was no Nusach before.
So what was, what do you mean? They thanked the Rabbanu Shalom?
I don't know what it means, but it means to say you request for it. So
then it's going to be the Raisa after us. Okay, could be. Okay. So that's the story on the bottom page. Eim is Amne Malapeus. Eim is Amne Malapeus. Okay. I apologize, I have to stop. If anybody's interested in going to the funeral, I think we may have a problem. What a stage, you dumb man.